Hi, everybody. Welcome
to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism.
I am from our show today. You're going to love it. I have Linda Elson.
This is Lilydale Radio.
We're going to talk about spring cleaning with feng shui and how doing that can really affect your life in a positive way. So I'm really excited about that. And of course, I'm going to bring Karen on pretty soon too. Hi, Amy. How are you? Good to see you. Again, if you're just joining us, welcome to Spiritual Discoveries, Angie and Friends. So I want to just make a couple of announcements first, okay? Lilydale, so welcome from Buffalo. Oh, Amy from Manchester, Connecticut. I think that's Connecticut. Cool. Okay, so you're cleaning now? Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. Hi from Canada. Hi, Daryl. How are you? Welcome. Hi from Toronto. Lorna, welcome. It's good to see you. So welcome, everybody. I want to just tell you with Lilydale, okay, if you go on Lilydale's website, www.lilydaleassembly.org, okay, you will find that the yearly catalog is out. So that's very exciting. You can download the catalog and take a look at all the cool events, and there's tons of workshops. I'm actually teaching a couple of them myself, so I'll be excited. I hope you can come to Lilydale this summer and come to my workshop. And they're also going to be on Zoom, so that's exciting too. Hi, Kathy from Arizona. Oh, from Vegas. Cool. Jennifer. Okay, I love that you guys are already where you're from. Kimberly from Arizona. Jesse from Canada. Awesome. Awesome. And from Northern California. Yay. So in San Francisco area. Sounds good. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Okay. So Lilydale, of course, my favorite place in the world. I want to tell you about a couple other shows that are actually on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio other days. Okay. So on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. is Colleen Van Der Zijden, Embracing Your Essence. We have Sharon Hill, Medium Monday, and that's Mondays at noon. Celeste Elliott has Wake Up the Spirit, that's Thursdays at 10. And Wednesdays with Willa White is Wednesdays at 10 too. And I'm going to bring my guests on. We're going to go through meditation in a minute, but I want to bring my guests on so they can all say hi to you too, okay? So here is Linda Elson from Feng Shui Your World and Karen Sully from K-Dynamics. Our tech person, my friend, does everything for us. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Look at all our friends coming on. I wanted you to come on so you could say hi to everybody.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. I love it. We have a really diverse group showing up today across the country. Very exciting.
We sure do. And somebody, I told them you're going to come on and talk about spring cleaning with feng shui, and Amy said she's actually already cleaning. So
I love it, Amy. I was cleaning a little bit this morning too. I think I had a little peer pressure on myself because I was talking on the topic, but it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it makes you feel so much better, doesn't it, when everything's organized?
Absolutely. You know what? This is not a spring cleaning tip, but I guess it could be. But something that I started doing during the pandemic, which of course we've been kind of been in almost over a year now, but like really during our stay at home, there was like the idea of just even like with winter and the pandemic idea of like being in your home too much, your home can get a little bit too yin. So I started a practice where after I, you know, had my, you know, morning coffee and meditation before I began my work day, which like many people, I was at home, I would put on a timer, like set a timer on my cell phone, and for 10 minutes I would get in motion and I would quickly, you know, pick things up or fluff pillows or power, you know, make my bed, you know, things like that. So it's a great feeling. It really is, whether it's spring or not.
That's a great idea. And just to do it for 10 minutes, it doesn't sometimes for me, like I'll think I need to clean my closet and I take a look and I'm like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. Like, how did this get to be so messy? So I just shut the door. And that's not a good thing to do, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But we can all find 10 minutes. But usually my tip is usually 20 minutes, but that's just the idea of getting started in the morning. You know, but I always feel like from the 20-minute standpoint, just stretching it a little bit more, we can all find 20 minutes in our day. And it's amazing how much better we can feel when we do it.
Yeah, because you feel, I always feel lighter when I do that. You know, even just cleaning out a drawer, I feel lighter all the way around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know Karen said she did too.
Yeah, I have opened my windows, so I'm curious to hear about the energy and if we're supposed to be opening windows. So
absolutely, with opening windows, Angie. Before I get talking too much, you probably want to leave everyone.
I can just
play with that window comment. I'm excited too.
But I gotta say, Brendan's saying hi from Ohio. Colleen is here. We know Colleen is from, I think, Williamsville, saying hi. Ellen from Amherst, David Dogg from Lancaster, PA, Kim Ingalls from Warsaw. So we have lots of people say, oh, and Mary Lou from Massachusetts. So
hi, Mary Lou. I think I know Mary Lou from Massachusetts. Yeah, I can't see chat, everyone, so I apologize. I'm kind of peeking down on my phone here.
There's a comment off to the right-hand side in the portal there.
Yeah. That took me, I think I just learned that a month ago. We've been on Facebook Live for
years. Here's one of my helpful people, everyone.
Yeah.
Helpful people sector right here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we probably wouldn't be on here at all today if it weren't for Karen, right, guys? So,
yeah, that's true.
And we have Carol, good morning, from Colorado. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, it probably still is morning, I bet, for you, Colorado. So it's a 2-hour time change. Yeah. All right, everybody. So I always feel like meditation is so important. I love to start every show with meditation. You know, to me, meditation changes your day. You know, it changes everything. If you meditate for 10 minutes a day, you won't be able to believe how much better you'll feel in your life, like all the way around, so much more balanced and centered. I can make decisions better when I meditate too.
And, you know, I have to admit, I'm a big fan of meditation, and I do feel you can accomplish a lot in 10 minutes. But there are days where I almost get just running with my workday, and I don't get it in, and I really do notice the difference. So
yeah.
I meditated this morning because I was going to be on air. We really made a point of that, but it really is beneficial.
It's true. The grounding aspect, with me being so tech and so like, I really need to like put my feet on the earth or meditate to get grounded, because I get carried away in the ether, the energies, the airwaves.
Yeah, me too. I used to work at a car dealership in customer service, and that could be a stressful job, because people would get pretty upset about their job, about their car, if something went wrong with their brand new car. And my service manager knew that I was a meditator, and on days, like you said, I would get busy and not meditate, he'd say, I can tell you didn't meditate. You better go to the bathroom or something right now and stand at that sink and meditate and get yourself centered, you know? And I could do that like quick. And what it did was, people would come in and they're complaining about their cars, and I always knew it wasn't about me, it was about the car. And on days that I didn't meditate, it felt more like it was about me when they were upset. You know what I mean? So
it
made a huge difference. So all right, everybody, so let's get to our meditation, and then we got lots of things we're going to learn from Linda. I'm excited. Okay, so everybody, if you could take a moment and close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. Taking a moment now to relax your body. Getting comfortable, notice how your body feels, and make some slight adjustments to increase your comfort. Taking another deep breath in, holding it, and then exhaling. And feeling, as you take those deep breaths in, how your body just begins to let go and relax. Continuing to breathe slowly and deeply. And as you visualize the following scene, let your body and mind become more and more relaxed with each moment. imagining yourself walking outdoors now on a beautiful spring day. And you're walking through the trees, beautiful trees, their leaves moving in a slight breeze. The sun shines down warmly and you feel it touching your face. It feels so good. And you begin walking toward a clearing in the trees. As you come closer to the clearing, you see that it's a meadow. And you walk out of the trees into the beautiful meadow. Tall green grass blowing gently. And you feel beckoned now to sit down on the grass. Looking around, imagining the meadow in your mind's eye. What does the meadow look like? What do you see? What colors? And you continue to feel the breeze caressing your skin as you sit or lie down in the sun. It's a pleasant day, warm but not hot, quiet and peaceful. And you continue to notice the sights around you. The grass whispering in the breeze. Clover, wildflowers all around you. And you might even see a small ladybug climbing a blade of grass, climbing up toward the top, pausing for a moment, and then flying away. Listen to the sounds of the meadow. You might even imagine that you're closing your eyes, hearing the birds singing, the breeze rustling the grass softly. Turning your face up toward the sky, eyes closed, enjoying the beautiful warmth of the sun. Smell the grass, the wildflowers, the smell of the sun on the earth. Looking around some more and noticing how the ground follows gentle contours of hills. See the blue sky above you. A few wispy clouds drifting slowly by, billowy white clouds. Noticing the trees at the edge of the meadow. The meadow is lush and green, a haven for birds and animals. And as you watch, a deer peers out through the trees and emerges to graze at the edge of the meadow. The deer raises its head to look at you, sniffing the breeze, and then turns, disappearing silently into the trees. Rest and luxuriate in this peaceful, beautiful meadow. continuing to notice the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Feeling the soft grass beneath you, the sun and breeze on your skin, imagining all the details of this beautiful space. And it's time now to leave the meadow and return to the present. Feel yourself slowly making your way back, wiggling your fingers and toes and opening your eyes. Okay, thanks everybody. I hope you all feel good and balanced and relaxed now after just a short meditation. And if you're just joining us, my name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Aft. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. This is Spiritual Discoveries, Angie and Friends, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Live. And with me is Karen Sully of FK Dynamics and Linda Elson of Feng Shui Your World. And so Linda, I'm just going to read something to you, okay, that I found for Feng Shui. So feng shui is meant to help bring qi, life energy, into our homes. This energy brings positivity in all aspects of our lives, such as wealth and relationships. This energy can be affected by the state of our living spaces. A cluttered and dirty living space leads to blocking qi energy. So Linda, is that all true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. One of the thoughts and theory in feng shui is that you and your environment are one, and that your whole life is mapped out throughout your physical space. And if there, like you said, if it's dirty, if it's dark, if it's cluttered on some level, right, there may be a roadblock. There may be, you know, not enough vitality and passion in our own selves to even do something about it. But, you know, the imagery that I always like to share is, you know, one of the thoughts and theory, well, I shouldn't say it's a thought and theory, feng shui is about being in rhythm and harmony with nature. And it's a more than 3,000-year-old tradition that really originated much around the Pacific Rim and then landed in the U.S. I lose track of time, probably about 40 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
But the image that I give in nature is, you know, if you imagine like a meandering stream, and the stream is flowing and it goes into a river, and all of a sudden there's this big, huge boulder in the middle of the stream. And it's like the water, you know, goes up against the boulder, up against the boulder, up against the boulder, and eventually it can work its way around. But that is like the same idea of like, you know, like clutter or things, you know, stacking up. But of course, spring cleaning isn't just about clutter clearing. Although when I was getting ready to come on the show, Karen goes, oh, great, you're going to talk about clutter clearing. I'm like, oh, I think I'm talking about spring cleaning, but inevitably I'm also going to be talking about clutter clearing as well, because I really feel that they go hand in hand. You know, and one of the things that I'm very aware of, I know we're going to talk about the application in our homes for sure today and spring cleaning our homes. But like, can you think about like when things are dirtied or littered, it kind of creates a dip. Like, I can't help but to notice in the past year, there's a fair amount, at least in some of the places that I've traveled outside, like the littering of masks and stuff, right?
Yes. Or,
like, I don't know, like some parking lots, like not being as swept up or upkept as they could possibly be. I mean, again, we're talking about external, but just think about that for yourself. Like, how does that make you feel? It's kind of like, it's like an energetic dip, but
yeah,
clean and sparkles, and as it translates into your home, it really does give you a lift, you know.
That's true. You know what, I've seen that too, masks in parking lots a few times, and it makes me not want to go in the store, you know.
No, absolutely, right? Because you feel that they should, you know, whether it's the shopkeeper themselves or the staff coming out and just, you know, taking some additional pride in doing it. But of course, we all have personal responsibility.
It's not the store, but you're right. When you go, even going in a store that's neat and clean, you feel better when you're doing that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's better. But yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Well, no, it's okay. No, I have a story about an experience of early, really early on spring cleaning that I personally experienced this year.
So as you know, the annual energy of the year of the ox, I mean, Karen, I'm going to say, as you know, Karen and Angie know this, but for those of you who don't know, we are currently in the year of the ox. And we had a big energetic shift at the beginning of February. And it's the time of year when you practice feng shui, and I know a lot of you tuning in today partook in this. And anyhow, it's the time of the beginning of February, around February the 4th, that we shift and change some things around our home. And there's different ways of cleansing and preparing your space. Anyhow, we had a bucket of salt water in our dining room, and we were probably, you know, doing some additional cleansing of stones before we were placing them and, you know, in new spots around the home. And we accidentally spilled part of the bucket of water on our dining room draperies. And, you know, we're trying to, like, wipe it off with, you know, with a, you know, a damp cloth, et cetera. And you could immediately see the salt stain. And I thought, and they're very light drapery. So they could go in the washing machine, which was a good thing. But I knew that they had to be taken care of immediately because I didn't want a salt stain on them. We laundered them, put them back up. Now, the only thing that was kind of marred on the drapery was the big salt stain. It was just at the bottom of the drapery. But when we put them back up, and they're a darker color, so it's like you wouldn't notice, you know, if they were dirty or dusty, but you get the idea.
Right.
The salt stain was gone, but you could feel it. Like, it almost felt magical in our dining room. And what I want to point out is, you know, a lot of times when people think about spring cleaning, they may think about, you know, cleaning drapery. And, you know, a window space is a significant space in our home for a few reasons. Think about, like especially like longer panels of drapery, like that's a broad surface space. So we say energy travels along our walls and then along our floors. So even like quick vacuuming or touching up walls that need dusting or like a retouch with paint, it really makes a big difference. But I was reminded about how important draperies are too, because they're big, in this case, they were big panel surfaces. But I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, I didn't have the time in my schedule to tackle the draperies yet, and the rest of the home at that time of year. We'll be doing that soon, but I was reminded preparing for that show just how good of a feeling it is. So it's just like, I think too, you know, I'm not, and I will tell you, you know, you don't have to be a clean freak or a neat freak, number one, to practice feng shui or to even partake in spring cleaning. And some of you watching may say, like, oh, I do spring cleaning every year. And I say, well, great. And other of you are like, I can't even remember the last time I did any spring cleaning. But the thought and theory, again, with feng shui is that your whole life is mapped out through your physical space. We really are, like what you read, Angie, impacted by our physical space. So it's kind of like, to me, it becomes like an energetic motivation why you want to take some extra steps at this time of year.
It makes you, like, when you were talking about the drapes, I always wash my drapes, too, like, every spring. And sometimes I think, like, they look fine. You know, they really don't look dirty. But that, like you said, but then you wash them, and they were, you know, the color changes a little bit. And it smells fresher and looks fresher. I always, like, when I do my windows and my drapes, I walk around, like, oh, I want to smile, like, a big smile on my face. I feel so good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, windows are so important in feng shui, whether we realize it or not. And we say, you know, your windows are the eyes to the world. So it's amazing what, you know, a little window cleaning can do about your clarity, your vision, again, whether you realize it or not. And that also goes with, you know, looking at and making sure that you don't have any panes that are broken around the house, or any screens that are torn. I mean, screens are very, very easy to get, you know, replaced and fixed. And then it depends on what sector it's in. So in feng shui, in this style of feng shui, we look at the house north, south, east, west, and then the four subdirections. And each sector of the home relates to, like, your career or your children or your spirituality or your helpful people, like Karen helping us with our audio, getting on here today. Or our creativity and or our passion in life. So in some way, shape, and form, you know, we may not have a vision about what's going on, you know, beyond the immediate. So it's very powerful. I say inside and out, it's a great lift. It's one of that and vacuuming, you know, it's so satisfying too, right? Because you quickly see the finished product. Yeah, I vacuum a lot because I feel like that too. There's something about even like the carpet, it looks better. The vacuum marks in the carpet, it is satisfying. That's really true.
Absolutely. And, you know, Karen, you were onto something. Karen had said at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, that she, well, yesterday was a beautiful day in Buffalo, New York. I think we hit almost near 80, and she had already opened up her windows. Me too, Karen. I was just, I like to sneak open them during the wintertime. I must admit, I'm one of those people. But certainly, like yesterday, it just felt incredible. And I'll tell you why that is powerful from a feng shui standpoint.
Yes.
Literally translated, feng shui means wind and water. So feng is wind. So we move energy, we change energy by working with the wind. So clearing out our homes, opening up, you know, the windows, letting it just circulate and move the yin of winter, right? So Angie, I think you talked a little bit about yin and yang in that paragraph that you read. And, you know, we say your house ideally should be in balance, not unbalanced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The balance of the yin.
Yep.
Highest and more meditative, like we did earlier, right? A few minutes ago. And the yang, which is, you know, the active or the kids or the dog, you know, running around the house or even us springing into action, like doing a power 10 in the morning of, you know, picking things up. But, right, it can get very, very quiet. But also, right, I think we've all really experienced this in the past year. We had to really take extra steps to make sure that our own homes, right, during our ebbs and flows, depending on where we lived around the country and the world when we were, you know, shut down, et cetera, again, just spending inordinate amount of time in our homes. You know, some of us have more active environments than others, but certainly over winter, and then again, depends on your level of winter, depends on what, you know, part of the world you're living in. But again, the yin of winter, the more quiet, but even we are more enclosed. But now, you know, in the rhythm of the energy of spring, right, we naturally have more energy, or we're just waiting for those little buds of the trees to start blooming, and it's just kind of like, then what's budding and seeding inside of us too, and what are we doing to help make ourselves grow, but our environment as well.
Yeah, it's like we're starting anew. So what? That's what I love about spring. I love that. So right now I'm looking out the windows and I can see the budding trees. I can't wait for the blooms to come on. So what's the most important thing to start with? Like if you're gonna do, say you're somebody that's doing spring cleaning and you're not gonna do all of it. What's the most important thing?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to talk about the people who live in snow country. Okay. And we're in Buffalo. So we fall under that category. And for those of you in Las Vegas, and I know that some are out there, you probably don't have the boot tray that we saw. I will tell you, my boot tray is still by my front door. So I think one of the first places you can start is at your main entrance. Right. I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that our weather is good enough where I can put that away. It's going to rain later, so probably rain boots will go on there. But think about it, right? A lot of us have boot trays or, you know, the area where we come into the house and we have some sort of ceremonial place where we take off those winter boots. It may be caked up with a little bit of salt. It's time to rinse it off, you know, put it away. Because, again, salt could be a great, you know, purifier and cleanser, but it's time to get rid of the stagnancy. And, you know, the front entrance is incredibly important. I know that some of us, we kind of talk a little bit about like your main entrance to your house and feng shui versus maybe, you know, the everyday door. So I would say you need to pay attention to both of them, but certainly your everyday door, like it sets the tone for the experience that you have as you come into the house. So if it's in disarray or it needs a good scrub down, that would be an important place to start. But also, you know, your traditional front door. Some of us may use that on a regular basis, others may not. But we'd say that's where the main point of energy comes into the house. So if it's, you know, as our temperatures get warmer, depending on, again, where we live, you know, if it's the time to, like, wipe down the doors, if it needs, you know, the touch up of paint, it really sets the tone for, you know, our vitality or, again, the lens that we see through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the way around. That's true. And I feel like that. Like if I walk in and I even like the shoes to be neat, you know, and sometimes they're not. And even just having that, you know, or like you said, wiping everything, it's so much better. All the way around, yeah.
You know, simple joys. We actually, I shouldn't say that. Well, I mean, we have started, but We filled the boot tray, but we just got a new shoe organizer for our front closet just so we could like manage the boots and the extraneous shoes a little bit better. And it was simple joys. It was so exciting, just like how good that felt. And again, we had some form of an organizational system, but we took it to the next level, and it feels great. Just kind of like having all the little ducks in a row, so to speak. And that's my partnership sector. So that, you know, we want to continue the partnership harmony there, but it's part of the Southwest. Southwest also relates to the females of the household. So, you know, again, all these different sectors have meaning, but truly, yeah. No matter what sector our front entrance is in, it makes a difference. But I'm with you with the shoes all in a row feel good.
I need to get like one of those things too to kind of organize the shoes, you know? Yeah, it does make you feel all the way around better. You know, Kelly Wall is on. I just want to read. Hi, Kelly. Kelly said, wait a minute, I lost it. Oh, here, I always choose the room with a double window when I choose the treatment room to do. Oh, okay. You're talking about with your work.
Yeah. You know what? I'd like to make a comment about that. I was actually thinking about healers, Kelly, and vacuuming. That there's a connection there. I hear you with, you know, the whole window, right? It allows, you know, the natural sunlight to come in, and sunlight is fire element, and it's very, very energizing. I will make a couple comments, and one is we talked about this when I was a guest on your show, Angie, a few weeks ago. I should say about a month or two ago, I guess. I'm, you know, losing track of time here. This year I'm just going to die. But we are missing the fire elements this year in the year of the ox. So opening up our blinds, opening up our draperies, letting that additional natural sunlight come in, or, you know, wearing a little splash of red like Angie's doing today really helps with our vitality and also is a very prosperous color this year. But, you know, when I think about treatment rooms and healers, I also think it's very important on a regular basis. It might not be practical to always vacuum in between clients, but think about it, right? There's all different styles of healing, but you think about it, right? The client is there and, you know, they're kind of like almost like defragging like a computer, right? And like, you know, their energy, their chi is, you know, probably, you know, peeling away layers. And of course, I'm sure there's different things happening in different types of healing sessions where all the good, wonderful stuff is being integrated. But I also think, you know, like a lot of us do staging or smudging, but also a good vacuum helps to, you know, pick up, you know, that energy, so to speak. So just as gratifying it is just to be running around the house doing a vacuum, I also think it's important for healing treatment rooms as well.
Yeah, I just vacuumed San Tosha like on Wednesday, and I did a thorough job. And honestly, it didn't look like it needed to be done. There hasn't been that many people in there, but again, finishing it looks so much fresher and so much better. So obviously it did, you know.
Yeah. And that's another layer, right? So there's, you know, there's the practical of spring cleaning, of washing things down, wiping things down, replacing, you know, things when they're needed. But then that whole extra level and layer of space clearing, whether it's, you know, burning sage or ringing bowls or rattles. I mean, there's all different ways to do that. And for those of you who aren't familiar with like the ceremony of energetic space clearing, I have a good blog on my website. It's fengshuiyourworld.biz or .com. We'll get you there too. But you can learn a little bit more about that. But to me, like the combination goes great. And in our household, it's pretty much part of our lifestyle. You know, when we are cleaning, we're also smudging and going along at the same time. And the same thing, Andy, you know, sometimes, you know, you may think like, oh, it doesn't really need it. And, you know, when you do it, like you can almost see through the ethers. And I think that's exciting when you can like see it and feel it. Of course, there's a layer of perception, but if you haven't tried it, try it. It's a neat experiment to do.
You know, and I remember you came in San Tosha once and you told me I needed to clean all the woodwork. Wasn't that with like,
I'll talk about that. So now brace yourselves, people, because I'm sure we have a lot of very holistic people on, and I'm one of them. But from one of my, you know, dear old spiritual masters years ago, now brace yourself on this tip. The tip is that you take a bucket of water. Just think about what the general amount you pretty much would mop your kitchen floor with. And you take like a cap full of, brace yourself, ammonia. Okay. And you wipe down all of the woodwork in your home. I'm going to say, you know, all the woodwork in your home to give it an energetic lift. Now you could say, well, ours are better cleaners than that. It's not about it being a cleaner. There's something about it that it gives this energetic lift. And I remember years and years ago, I never do anything that I don't try out first, but I had a client that had bought a home and her husband had this man cave in the basement. And there was this old wooden bar downstairs. And it was like his male hangout and all this kind of good stuff. And his wife said, you know, I smudged the environment, our home, and I keep smudging around that man cave bar and it doesn't feel any better. And I said, listen, I got to tell you something. This is like years and years ago.
Yeah.
I learned this tip about wiping down woodwork. You wipe down the wood bar and it gets out the old encased energy. And it was really interesting. And I said, but I go, I haven't tried this yet. So I'm like, you're going to be kind of a guinea pig. So she did it. And then she followed up with staging it. She just said, Linda, I don't know if it's mind over matter, but she said, you know, it feels completely different. Mm-hmm. And I will also tell you, I remember, right, so my first experiment trying that out was my mother has a rental property and one of the tenants was moving out. And whenever the tenant moves out, we use it as a new opportunity to, you know, prepare it, maybe update something. And I remember, like, she had a big kitchen in this rental and I wanted to wipe down all of the cabinetry again so it's listening and it'll be great to, you know, attract the right tenants in, rent it with ease, all that kind of good intentional stuff. So I started wiping down all of the woodwork and one of our friends was helping us prepare, you know, the apartment for my mother. And I was like probably changing the woodwork. They were in the back painting and they came out, they were sitting in the room and just kind of like staring into the kitchen and said, wow, that looks different. I felt skeptical because I had never tried it before. And they said, wow, looks fantastic. And you really don't have much more to go. And I was like, really? I'm like, well, where do you think, how much more do you think I have to do? They go, well, wait, look, I mean, look at you. But you probably started over by the pantry, worked your way around the stove, by the sink. And what do you have to do? Just left by the refrigerator. I'm like, you can see that? And they said, well, you can see it, but you can also feel it. And I'm not telling you, like, this is a cap full of something in a whole bucket of water. So that is my go-to. And we do our woodwork, I will tell you, a couple of times a year. And I would say, you know, be smart about it. Test it out. You know, if you're shy, thinking like, oh, my gosh, well, is it going to hurt my woodwork? I usually say, you know, I do it with the architectural woodwork. I don't do my coffee table, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can do it with, like, for people who are, like, antiquers, you know, they could wipe down an antique with that they buy. I always feel like whenever, if we do have any antiquers or estate sale people out there, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with, you know, gathering treasures from others to help create our homes. But it's very important to clean it, to clear it, to make sure you transmute that energy. So I say, you know, just do the test if you're so inclined, but it is one of my favorites. So thanks for remembering that, Angie. And I know you got really, you got really good results with it. So
I did, because I remember, and I thought that too, like, really? I don't know about ammonia, but I trust you. So I did it. And honestly, one little capful wasn't that much. You didn't even really smell the ammonia. And I thought, well, I'll try it like around a couple of doorways, because I had a lot of woodwork in Santosha. And I did it, and I'm like, wow, I could feel the energy shift. And yeah. I was only going to do, like, one of those, I'll do it for 20 minutes, like you said, and I wound up spending, like, a few hours, and I washed everything, and I couldn't believe the difference.
Well, and did you notice, Angie, like, when I do it, it's like almost like it's like you get into a rhythm with the whole, and almost it's like it's ritualistic. And there's a practical to it, too, is that, of course, you know, just like when you're cleaning with anything, if the water changes color, you know, it's time to change. Yeah. You can do, you know, wood floors as well. Like we have wood floors in our home. So we do our wood floors, you know, again, probably a couple of times a year as well.
No, it's good. Let me see. I think somebody asked about the woodwork. So you said that the capful, one capful of ammonia. Right.
And it doesn't need to become your favorite cleaner. I mean, this is just an energetic tip. You know, that's not my everyday cleaner. You know, I'm very green otherwise.
Yeah. And somebody else is asking about antiques. So you can do that with antiques too. And that kind of shifts the energy or gets.
Yeah. I think there's layers to that, right? I'm just like almost like picturing if someone bought like a little nightstand or a bureau or a table, you know, to stay at an antique store. I would say, first of all, you know, if it's, I'm picturing that it's made out of wood, you know, I would test it
make sure like that little ammonia is not going to harm it, right? Like your goat, you're comfortable with that. So you can wipe it down with that. And again, remember, it's just a capful and a bucket of water. But I also think it's really important, especially with wood, that, well, number one, you can sage it, you can smudge it, you can burn incense around it, but just think, smoke can't get through the wood. So another, I think, sound purification, whether it's using a singing bowl or ringing a bell, kind of think about like traditional church services. They do sound clearing, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
But the sound wave can get through the woodwork. So, yeah, it's important. Also, you know what? Just think about with spring cleaning, like a lot of us will like clean our quilts or, you know, I think about my grandmother, and I still love doing this too, like putting like a great feather quilt on a spring line in the backyard, if you're allowed to do that in your neighborhood, and just letting the sunshine and the breeze come through. Well, you can put things like antiques or, you know, anything in your home out in the sunshine, right, on the back deck if you have one, to, you know, just kind of absorb the rays of the sun to purify. So there's different ways of doing that. But I think it's very, I mean, listen, I think it's even important if you went and bought something at Ethan Allen. You know, you don't know what kind of day the person had that was, you know, gluing your dining room chairs together. I mean, you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
I pretty much smudge everything, whether I bought it, you know, secondhand or if I purchased it in main store. Nothing that comes into my house does not get cleared.
Yeah, and smudge, or you're talking about with sound bowls or a bell.
Yeah, you do a lot of sound purification.
Yeah, I love doing that. I love the bowls. It's fun. And I didn't think about that really, that it's about clearing, but it really is.
I'd like to make a comment about singing bowls. And I know we have a friend on today that's in Las Vegas, and I'm blanking on the name of the store for our Vegas friend, but we have family in Vegas. So I haven't been there in about a year and a half with the timing of the pandemic, but I hope to go by fall again. But there is a feng shui store in Vegas, and I love this tradition. Whatever you purchase in the store, before you leave the store, with the exception of books, they will put the object or the scarf or whatever it is that you're purchasing in this giant crystal singing bowl. And then they're like doing a blessing and a clearing on it, and they ring the bowl in front of you. You're standing right there, and it's so big you can feel like the vibration coming through you. But they do not do it with books, okay? Because they feel like, I asked them that one time, you know, because like there's different styles and practices of feng shui, but in that particular shop, they feel like you wouldn't want to clear away any knowledge. And I thought that was interesting. But I love that tradition.
That is so cool about the book.
My product, I'm gonna probably put Be Healthy Institute on the spot. I carry my product online and in person at Be Healthy Institute in Hamburg, New York. And I should make that recommendation to them because I just think it's fun, but it's
so powerful. Cool. Yeah. That would make me want to go to that store,
right?
Because they're doing that. And I love the thing about books, because isn't there something too about holding an old book in your hands? Like, I love that. I love to read. So I love that. That's true about, you know, that's interesting that they do that about the books too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You know what? I have a big singing bowl. I'm going to start doing that.
I need to get one of that size, Angie. I just have metal ones, but I don't have any crystal ones. I think I should, my birthday's coming up. Maybe I should put that hint out there.
Yeah, I think so too. Ask for it. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That would be good. Yeah. Great.
Mine's pretty big.
You have a question about any tips for people who live in apartments.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so a lot of these tips will remain the same. So probably if you live in an apartment, you have just one door that you're going through. So absolutely, that is so pivotal that sets the tone for you coming and going. And I know that, you know, for apartment dwellers, some of us have more control over than others about what we can and cannot do in the space. But as far as like cleaning and stuff like that goes, we have full power over that. But I would say to you, like, if you have a doorknob handle or anything, you know, on your door that might pertain to your landlord that's wiggly, jiggly, a broken pane of glass, like, I would definitely, you know, put in a request to my landlord to have that. If there was any, wasn't something that that I couldn't do on my own. Now, probably depending on whether you're in a full apartment building, like a skyrise, and I think about like Manhattan or Chicago, or whether, you know, you're on Elmwood Avenue, or if you're in a two-family home, you probably have more control over your windows than others. So, But certainly you would have control in an apartment building over the interior, you know, windows. I mean, I know that some buildings are better than others with allowing, you know, outdoor window washing service, or they provide it. But certainly, like, even on your interior, although depending, right, some of us have, even in an apartment, have some of the newer windows that actually kind of collapse and come down, and we can actually wash the outside from the inside. So take a look at that. But, you know, a lot of the same tips absolutely can apply with our apartments as well. But great question.
Yeah, that was a really good question. And Jennifer wants to know the name of the store here in Vegas.
Jennifer, you know what? I'm gonna have to go through my memory bank on that one. I go to Vegas, you know, again, non-pandemic. I'm there once a year. Send me a private message, and I'll look in my phone, or I'll ping one of my family members and ask what that store that we always go to, because it's one of my favorites, but I'm blanking it. It might be World of Feng Shui, but I'll double check, Jennifer.
So Linda, I have a question. Okay.
Yeah.
So decluttering your kitchen is a great way to kickstart a healthier lifestyle. I found this online. I want to know if it's correct. Gather all the items in your kitchen and get rid of any gadgets you no longer use or food that has expired to improve the energy in your kitchen.
Absolutely. That's a great tip. And that's for anybody, and people ask, like, where do I start? Where do I begin? So anybody who is looking to improve health, no matter where your kitchen is located in your house, right, it is associated with health and our nutrition and our wellness. But again, another layer of feng shui, that could be in our career sector, and it could be in our, you know, relationship sector. But absolutely, you know, in feng shui, you'll be surprised. You can actually have one junk drawer in a house. But if it happens to be your little gadget drawer, you know, yeah, you should ideally have things in your house that you truly love, that you truly need, and you truly use. You know, if you have the cute potato scrubber, vegetable scrubber that looks like, you know, a little carrot, a little potato, and it has a little smiley face on it, but you've never used it, it's like stagnant little stuck little energy, you know, hanging out. And our refrigerators are so important, right? Absolutely. We shouldn't have any, you know, expired food. We should give it a good wipe down. It's about honoring our health and what we put in our bodies. I will tell you, the stove is also incredibly important in feng shui. The stove is often related to prosperity. So we should have our stoves cleaned and wiped down. Or, you know, if we have the kind of burners that tend to trap little things, like not just spring cleaning, but on a regular basis, you know, we wiping it down. And again, like, you could say, well, that's a good idea, but like the feng shui motivation is like, hey, listen, if that is potentially impacting my prosperity or my bottom line, I think I'm going to work extra hard to,
yeah,
you know, make sure that that's in good shape. Another tip with the stove, and this is more about moving qi than spring cleaning, is I think that a lot of us, I know I do, I typically have a favorite burner if I'm just like making a quick little something. And again, depending on how many people we're cooking for, or how much we're cooking or not cooking, it's really important in feng shui to rotate around the burners to keep the qi moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good feng shui tip.
I never do that. I use the same burner. I have two, I think, my favorite and then my second favorite. But yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
God, I'd like to hear if you noticed anything different with that, Andy. Do you happen to know what sector your kitchen's located in by any chance?
I don't know. I think my kitchen is kind of the qi center.
Ah, okay. So the qi center, for those of us who maybe not familiar with that word, it's typically the center point of our home. Like if you were almost to draw, like, you know, we have this feng shui bagua map that we work with, and it divides up our home, how we look at it, again, north, south, east, west, and then the four directions, right? Northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest. So if you had an exact floor plan, you'd almost like are tracing it over the floor plan. But the center point is typically like the physical center, but it's also, you know, you can identify it walking there physically, but then you know you got it. It's almost like you can feel it too. So some people will say, oh, the energetic center of my home is my kitchen because we all gather there. It's a different interpretation. Your qi center is so important because it is, for all of us, it is the center, core, and essence of our being, whether it's an apartment or it's a dorm room or it's our two-story home. And also, Angie, I want to remind you again, you know, here we are on Angie's Spiritual Discoveries and on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Everyone who doesn't cheese is also very, very ripe for spiritual development and tapping into our spirituality and encouraging the importance of even just taking 10 minutes a day and doing some meditation like Angie just guided us in. So like that could be a motivation. Like maybe, I mean, here Angie, right? She is a, she's a, you're a spiritual leader, Angie, and you're about to spend your summer again at Lilydale helping people.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Hi, so we want those burners sparkling.
I know. I better get going. I'm going to have to.
So I want to, I'm going to have to come back out again sometime before the end of the year. I want to hear about it, or you can contact me.
No, we'll have you back on. We can all, like, share different things. I remember you said this, too, because Linda's taught lots of classes at Santosha, which I love. But you, I think you said never, always make sure that you do the dishes before you go to bed, too, right?
Angie, you're a great coach and reminder. Absolutely. Again, yes, we never want to leave beyond spring cleaning. But maybe if you need to start somewhere, spring is a good time to start this. But yes, it's a very great tip to make sure we go to bed with an empty sink so that we don't have any, you know, stagnation, right? We're talking about moving chi and uplifting it in the springtime, but for our everyday chi and vitality, we don't want, you know, last night spaghetti caked to the plate. Right?
No, and I know like sometimes I always have the dishes done after dinner. I can't stand to not have them done. But I'll have maybe a coffee cup or a couple things. And I used to, not anymore. Like after you told me that, I make sure I get them done. And I feel better.
Absolutely. You do. You know, so, you know, for those of you who want to know where to start, you know, maybe you haven't try some of these tips or you're not in the practice of these different, you know, suggestions. I would say just try one thing. Like, how do you feel? Another really good tip, and again, this goes beyond spring cleaning, but I have a spring cleaning tip with it too, and that is making your bed every day. You know, you think about it, our beds are our container space, and on average, we spend about 8 hours a night there. So it's kind of like, you know, if you're wearing a shirt with a belt and pants, it's like kind of like tucking in your shirt before you go out, right? And that's what is synonymous with making our bed. But I will tell you, I guess I have done a little bit more advanced spring cleaning than I thought. A few weeks ago, I'll share a personal story. I started not sleeping very well, and that is very, very rare for me. And I thought, wow, you know, like I meditate before I go to bed, and I you know, I don't do, you know, waving of incense in my room, but, you know, in our master bedroom, I pretty much clear it, you know, and call on guidance before we go to sleep each night. And I was having trouble sleeping. So I thought, well, on some level, our bedroom needs the clearing. So on a good day, I opened up all of the blinds, the draperies, the windows. Now, here is a great tip that I learned years ago with one of my space clearing masters, Karen Kingston. And she would call a mattress that maybe is holding energy. Think about all of our mattresses hold energy. It's like we defrag at night, we sleep, sometimes we feel up, sometimes we don't. We have all been through a big year, regardless of what we perceive that to be. So you can take a collapsible, just think about like a little umbrella. Think about like, you know, April showers bring May flowers, like a little collapsible umbrella. And Karen Kingston would call it thwacking. You need to thwack your mattress. Find something, it can be a broom handle, to kind of beat and break up the energy on the mattress. So I stripped the bed of, you know, of everything. We rotated the mattress. We actually have a mattress topper, which we turned around to.
Yeah.
Did all, again, this is practical spring cleaning stuff. And then I thwacked the mattress on both sides of the bed. But then this is the deal. She will always say that you should have the windows open. Again, you know, the chi is kind of from the mattress is defragging. But then right after that, you should either sage or you should smudge to kind of like, you know, just gather up any of the energy and kind of transmute it. And then having the window cracked open, you know, allows the smoke, you know, to go. It helps with that too. But yeah, I encourage you.
I agree. We have a great question. I want to get to this because we have like only 5 minutes left. So Lou is on, and Lou said, if my wife is not into this, how can I try to take advantage of these tips?
Lou, she doesn't need to be into feng shui. She pretty much doesn't need to know anything about feng shui, but probably anyone out there understands the concept of spring cleaning.
So if you woke up tomorrow and you started washing the windows, she would probably say, honey, you are terrific and I love you, right? But you know, behind the scenes, you're helping to create more clarity for you and your wife and your household, and you're giving it a new vision and a lift, right? So yeah. That's what I think. But I hear you. You know, I've asked that question a lot, you know, and, you know, one of the spouses is not into it, what have you. You know, you don't need to make a grand announcement, especially with spring cleaning or clutter clearing. Maybe if you started really doing some bigger feng shui experiments, you may want to know why you want to paint a certain room blue, and you're saying, well, through our flow and water element, that's a whole other level of discussion in feng shui. But I think, you know, a lot of this is very, very practical, Lou, and I think you would agree. So I think any spouse could appreciate, you know, an extra set of helping hands to make, you know, a place look a little bit nicer and feel a little bit better. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think so too. Or even like what you could do too, like say your spouse doesn't want you to paint the room blue, you could always just bring something small blue into the room too, right?
Because
it could be something small.
Oh, Angie, like I think about like decorative blue glass. Or by the way, people, even panes of glass in our environment, that is considered water elements in feng shui. So that is symbolic with our flow. And you know, you think about that image of the river flowing, right? We want that flow, we want that clarity. So that's another level. But decorative glass is a great way of bringing it, or like, you know, blue, a little, you know, accent blue, blue throw pillows, even a picture or image of water can be water elements as well. Or like, I think about, you know, Lilydale and being on the lovely lakeside retreat, it could be, you know, a picture of beautiful lake. You get the idea.
Yeah, and that helps. So kind of having like a water element or blue is going to help us flow better all through our lives.
Yeah, in our home environment. Now I will tell you, you know, again, it would be another layer of a feng shui discussion, but I'll tell you, you never want to use or have water pictures in a bedroom though. Okay, that's one of the places you wouldn't do that, because in very, very traditional you know, grandmaster feng shui levels, they would say, you know, water in a bedroom could possibly contribute to a loss of prosperity. Of course, none of us would ever want to do that experiment, but some of the elements is called for in a bedroom, but we would do it through color or through throw pillows. I will give you a tip for the year of the ox regarding water elements. The best sector for water elements is in the south. Think about where the 12 noon sun comes into your home or into your apartment, or you know that through the wall it comes there for an apartment, right? And the south, you'd say in feng shui, is about your fame, your reputation, what you're passionate about in life. But it's also very, very good for tapping into new career opportunities this year. So if some of you are thinking about, you know, maybe pivoting or doing something a little bit different or expanding, or, you know, maybe just really petitioning that you love working from home, this is the area to add some, you know, blue accents, some water, but in the south.
Yeah. Did that say 20 seconds?
90.
Oh, 90 seconds. Okay. That, I cannot believe how fast that goes by. Can you? So, Lynn, well, first, in case you get cut off, I love having you on, and I love all your tips, and I want you to come back for sure. We can have, like, a regular thing, you know?
So,
yeah, and thank you to Karen, too. And so, Linda, before, like, we get kicked off air, few quick tips, like what are the most important quick things they can do?
Well, again, you know, I want to say, you know, don't overwhelm yourself. Really, you know, I shared, you know, you can do 10 minutes. That's what I was doing in action in the morning. But I really feel you can start making headway, whether it's spring cleaning or clutter clearing or a combo, 20 minutes a day. Another tip is, even if you're going for the gusto, like Lou, you may want to become a rock star this weekend for your wife. I would say never do more than 4 hours in a day, because this is cleaning, spring cleaning or clearing at a mind, body, spirit level. So it's like you're processing, you know, all of those different ways through the ethers. It's not just doing the elbow, you know, the elbow muscle to, you know, power vacuum or something like that. So just pace yourself and just do little experiments. Even if you're not a bit, how do you feel with it? So, and have fun with it. Put on some great music too.
Yes. Oh, I think so too. Music always makes me feel better and energizes me.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, so much. We'll be back next Friday for Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. I think Brenda Reading is my guest. Brenda's a medium and a teacher, and she's going to be on next week. She's going to give you a lot of intuitive tips. So thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate that you spent your whole strength with us. Thank you.